117. Thunderstorm on the Alps by Lord Byron. Clear, placid Leman, thy contrasted lake with the wild world I dwell in is a thing which warns me with its stillness to forsake earth's troubled waters for a purer spring. This quiet sail is as a noiseless wing to waft me from distraction. Once I loved torn ocean's roar, but thy soft murmuring sounds sweet, as if a sister's voice reproved that I with stern delights should e'er have been so moved. All heaven and earth are still, though not in sleep, but breathless as we grow when feeling most, and silent as we stand in thoughts too deep, all heaven and earth are still, from the high host of stars to the lulled lake and mountain coast, all is concentred in a life intense, where not a beam, nor air, nor leaf is lost, but hath a part of being, and a sense of that which is of all creator and defense. The sky is changed, and such a change! O night and storm and darkness, ye are wondrous strong, yet lovely in your strength, as is the light of a dark eye in woman. Far along, from peak to peak, the rattling crags among, leaps the live thunder. Not from one lone cloud, but every mountain now hath found a tongue, and Jura answers through her misty shroud, back to the joyous Alps, who call to her aloud.